If you'll turn with me to 2 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, and we'll begin with the 8th verse. Verse number 8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away, and a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Look for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. God always keeps his promises. Time after time, he has spoken to us. And slowly but surely, things are coming to pass. Time is of no importance to the Lord. One day is 1,000 years, 1,000 years is one day. But because he tarries, he wants you to know that he wants no one to perish. That's why he waits so long. He's coming again. He made that statement true. His promises have all come to pass. We're waiting for that last promise that he will come and take us with him. Those of us that are ready to meet him. But that's why God tarries. Why? Because of his love for you and I. For his love for humanity. For his love for the people of this world. And there are many that don't know him. And there's much suffering in other countries because of the Word of God. Many Christians are suffering because they bring the Word to the people and the government doesn't want this. So they put them in jail. They crucify them. I mean, so many things happen in different countries. We here in the United States don't realize it because we have freedom of speech. We have freedom of religion. These are the things we don't really realize, the freedom that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. God is definitely patient. He wants no one to perish. That's why he waits so long, while his people are persecuted and suffering in other countries. In verse 14 reads, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. So continue to wait and look diligently and be careful of what you do and say. He's watching you and I, dear ones. And we have the opportunity to speak to others. Indulge yourself. Go out. Talk to those about the Lord. I don't care where it is. You go out for a cup of coffee. You're sitting. Someone comes near and you start talking to them. If the opportunity arises, take it. Tell them about the Lord. He wants none to perish. And I believe none of us want anyone to perish. But we must consider these things and be faithful. Draw ourselves closer to the Lord and not to the things of this world. He tells us this world will pass away and all the things with it. But we are to be diligent and wait upon Him and use the book that He's given us here and read His Word and grow in the Word. Yes, many times you read passages and you don't understand them. Keep reading and asking God, open these words to me, Lord. Help me to understand what you want to teach me. And He will. He'll show you. How many times I've looked at Scripture and I say, Lord, this is so hard to understand. What do you mean here? Over and over I might read it. And then all of a sudden my mind opens up. And I say, oh Lord, I know what this means now. Yes. And He doesn't make it so hard that we can't understand. We must keep reading. Keep understanding. He doesn't ask much of us. Just to keep following Him. He gives us the grace. We must take the faith. Faith. What is faith? We can't see it, but we know it. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't see Him, but we know He's there. We are privileged people. We are so privileged. And sometimes maybe we don't even realize how wonderful our God is. Well, you say, well, I have to suffer things. I got pains. Doesn't everybody have something? But look at somebody else. When I say to myself, oh, these shoulders bother me so much. I'm having such a hard time. But then I look at somebody else who can't even walk. Can't even speak. Maybe can't even see. And I say, thank you, Lord, that I'm able to get to church. That I'm able to praise your name. That I'm able to say, Lord, I love you. We are privileged, dear ones. Our God is a living God. He hasn't forgotten us. But He is patient. He is patient that none will perish. We must go through the door. We can't go around it. We can't go over it. We can't go under it. We got to go through the door. Going through the door is the only way to our Lord Jesus Christ. We can't sneak in the back door. We can't sneak around. We can't go in the basement. No. We got to walk through the door. That door is our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us continue to follow and do the things which are necessary in His sight. Verse 18 says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. God has made a way for you and I. He keeps hoping others will come. He hasn't changed. He hasn't made His plan different than it was before. We've always known where He stood. Where do you stand? Where do you stand today? Just remember, He's watching us, dear ones. To see what we're going to do and how we are going to react. The world is a hard place, especially today. There's much going on that we can't seem to get our hands on. But God has made a plan. And maybe this is part of his plan. I don't know. Only he knows. But let's stand in faith. And God will give you the grace that you need to get through it. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Stand before him and be ready to do what he asks of you. We are growing in grace. Let us continue to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. We never stop growing in him. We learn something new every day, just like our children. We've taught them, and as we teach them, we can only go so far with them, then they have to go on their own. And we pray that what we've taught them and what they've read will continue to be in their hearts, that they may know that Jesus Christ is their Savior now and forever, as he is yours. Dear ones, we know that the world is a hard place, but we have the liberty of being able to come to church and to serve our Lord and Master, Jesus Christ, our Savior, who gave his life for you and I when he had all you could ask for in heaven. Angels that waited on him. He had everything, but he came down to earth and gave his life for you and I. Is it asking too much to do something for him? Being faithful? Trusting in him? No, I don't believe it's too difficult. So let's just do what is right in his sight. And to him, believe all things in his name, be praised and glorified, always loving, always being with him, and always trusting him, that someday you and I may see him face to face. His name be praised.